A word for you from Nahum chapter 1, verse 13. And now I will break his yoke from off you, and I will burst your bonds asunder. What a wonderful promise. And yet this is found in the midst of a chapter full of judgment, full of God's wrath. And as we said last time, God's nature is not a contradiction. It's not that he has two sides of his nature that are in conflict with each other. No, God's nature is in perfect harmony. For this is the nature of God. He is both righteous, but he is also loving. He is both holy, but he is also forgiving. And here in the book of Nahum, 150 years after the repentance of Nineveh, God says through his prophet, I will destroy the city of Nineveh, for they have slid back into their old sins, and they refuse to repent. And after all this time, they now are going to meet with my wrath, for I will take vengeance. And yet, in the midst of this, God speaks about the salvation of his people. And here, look at the wonderful promise, I will break his yoke from off you. Now, you might wonder, isn't this misplaced in a chapter full about the judgment of God? No, it's not. The same thing that destroyed the whole world in Noah's time was the very thing that lifted up the ark and saved Noah and his family and all the animals who were in the ark. That water was death to those who were in the world and not in the ark, but it was life to those who were in the ark. Now, if you want to flee from God's wrath, the only way is to flee to his mercy, to enjoy his love and his kindness. But if you continue with your sins and refuse to break off with them, you will meet with God's wrath. And this chapter 1 shows us clearly. And that's why Nahum, we call it a minor prophet book. It's only got 3 chapters, and yet God has placed it there, for God reveals himself in this book. And hear this wonderful promise, where he says, I will break his yoke, that is the yoke of Assyria, because God's people Israel were enslaved, they were persecuted, they were suffering dreadfully for a very long time under the yoke of the Assyrians, which is in the very place where ISIS now is ruling, Mosul area, where they at that time would collect heads in piles, in heaps, as is very similar today with the decapitations. But God says, I will break his yoke from off you. When God judges those who refuse to turn to him, he also sets his people free because he delivers them. And look at the strong language. Unkulunkul uti ngizokukhulula. I will set you free completely. I will burst your bonds apart.